This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pajemski with us here on 95.7 The Game. Can you spell Brandon Pajemski?
Oh, God. No, but I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot. I mean, there's at least one
Z in there, right?
You're a good sport. I knew you'd give it a shot, Mike.
Okay, we're going to go P-O-D.
Yep.
Z-E-M-S-K-I.
Oh, you left so out close. One letter. It was so close.
I before
the
E.
Is there a C that I'm missing?
No. I before E, before it's, the ski.
Yeah.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, well, well. I think we started this show by saying today is kind of special.
It's a special day,
Mark. Today's a little bit different.
Yep.
And, boy, the Warriors have an opportunity to make this a real, real day to remember. Just down the street from where we sit, the San Francisco Giants just completed an 11-inning, 10-9 walk-off victory on opening day over the Seattle Mariners, courtesy of a two-out, two-run single by Willy Adames, the brand-new guy who, by the way, if you've watched that game at all today, you know it was a nightmare game for him. I don't even know if I would call these errors, but he had a lot of hot shots hit to him at shortstop that he couldn't handle. He was getting real frustrated with himself, and obviously, of course, it ends with him sending a base hit to right field and winning the game, and the Giants are off to a 6-1 start, and now everybody's going to flood out of that building and head straight for this one, because we know a whole lot of people who had tickets to both games.
Yep.
And man, with this weather and these results and what's going on with these teams right now, they don't make them like this, brother.
They don't.
They do not make them like this.
Many Giants fans who were at that game thought, all right, Giants game. Baseball now is about 2.5 hours. That'll be done at 4. I'll get a couple of hours to pregame.
Yep.
Go see Willard and Dibs. And I do see some Giants jerseys here.
No doubt.
At
Lots
Thrive
of them. Lots of them.
And, you know, here at Splash. And I actually talked to a couple of fans who were at that game and they left it a little bit early. And maybe they're regretting it because this is the most runs scored in a Giants home opener since 1983.
Damn.
A guy by the name of Mike Kruko got the start in that game.
And clearly did not pitch well.
He only gave up 4 in 1 1/3.
Damn, that's not good.
The Padres put up 8 5. It was San Diego 16, the Giants 13 at the stick. And this one was kind of similar. And I was looking at the line score as we were going, and I do think the two teams combined for more than 30 hits.
Is that so?
I think so.
Good Lord.
I looked earlier and it was like
that up.
8 runs on 16 and then 8 runs on 15.
And we'll hit the little ding thing too if you're right, because
I know
you get very, very hot and bothered about this kind of stuff. What number did you say?
I thought more than 30 hits.
That's
was my
correct.
Guess. Yeah.
32?
It felt like it.
32. The Giants had 17 hits. The Mariners had 15.
Yeah.
And here are the Warriors with Nikola Jokic in town and coming off of what I think is the win of the year. And I know we said Wednesday morning that that was the win of the year, and I believed it, and now I believe that last night was the win of the year. By the way, I will still think last night's the win of the year, even if they win tonight, because home versus road and all of that stuff, I think that they needed to make that statement in that building, and they did, more so than they need this. But man, they're on a heater right now. The Giants have started things off on a heater. Life is good.
Six and
right
one
now,
and
brother.
Five games out. Whatever it is,
right.
Life is good. And this little stretch of land, and you know, Giants fans are bebopping out of that building. If you're gonna have a 4-hour baseball game, you want a 10-9.
Well,
you don't want 4 hours and
absolutely.
1-0.
No question. And you texted me actually about 20 minutes ago and said this game is drunk.
And totally.
And I've been looking around and I'm like, so is everybody else. I don't know if you could. That's kind of what I'm getting at. It's that kind of day in the Bay, whether you did it there, whether you did it here, whether you did a little bit of both. This has been an absolute perfect Friday. It just needs a nightcap, courtesy of the Golden State Warriors.
It needs a nightcap.
I like that.
And we didn't get the night last night, and you were right to say that there was never that moment of like, okay, now we feel good. And I talked about it earlier where Warriors up 5, 30 to go. Draymond gets the ball back off the inbounds, and he turns it over. And so they didn't score, and then the Warriors got fouled. But Draymond turns it over, and if the Lakers hit a three, now it's a two-point game.
Yeah.
The Lakers kept pressing and pressing and pressing, and I think you're absolutely spot on about win of the year, because you beat New Orleans, yawn, it wasn't pretty. You beat San Antonio, yawn, they stink. Make it feel real. And when you come out and you beat a Laker team on the road, that's real.
That's real. And again, we started the show with this. We'll kind of end the show with this. For me, I come into today's show with two words on my mind. I'm convinced. I am now convinced of everything that the Warriors have kind of been selling.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everything that we've been hoping for, I think is the better way to say it, that this is meaningful basketball, that this could go somewhere special, that they are on the level of all of the other teams in the West. I truly believe it right now that that is where the Warriors sit. We also want to update you on our 95.7 The Game Twitter page and Twitter poll. Engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. We're going to do this before every game, and as you know, it's game night. It's all presented by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler. So we asked you earlier today, with the end of the regular season near and the postseason picture beginning to come into shape, other than the Thunder, which team in the West poses the biggest threat to the Warriors? Your voting options were the Nuggets, the Rockets, the Lakers, or other. And I'm actually a little surprised at how very firmly clear this poll is. 82.5% of the votes said it was the team that the Warriors are about to play, the Denver Nuggets. I think that's shaded a little bit by what the Warriors did last night.
Yeah, agreed.
Kind of knocks the Lakers down. But the Lakers came in at 8.3%, the Rockets 5%, and 4.2% of people hit other, or they hit the wrong button on accident.
Exactly. And, I mean, other would be Memphis, I suppose.
I guess. I mean, Minnesota. I mean,
The Clippers, right?
Well, Clippers have a little thing against the Warriors.
Yeah.
We got no answer for Zubac.
You don't. Zubac. For me, it was really Nuggets or Lakers, and I do think that the recency bias of what happened last night swings a lot of people to Denver, and let's be honest, Denver's won 9 in a row in the regular season, 12 of 13. It's been complete ownage, and the fact that they did it last time without Jokic and Murray, Aaron Gordon, great player, Bay Area kid, shout out Archbishop Mitty, what he did to the Warriors in that last matchup, and they did it all without Jokic, that to me made it more obvious in the poll that Denver was the answer.
Yeah, and I do think Denver is the answer, and I don't think we're going to get necessarily a great snapshot of where this whole thing sits tonight. You know, Tim Roy sat with us and said, if you go back through these 9 in a row that they've lost to the Nuggets, there were a lot that were really, really close. Could have gone either way. You could argue at least 1 or 2 of them. It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
A Jokic half-court fall away at the buzzer, and he beats the Warriors.
And so, the loose ball foul on Kuminga, right, on the jump ball, and when they want a timeout.
Right, it's not like they're not right there, but then again, most basketball games are close, and that's what separates teams, is how they perform in the final 3 minutes of a basketball game, and the Warriors have been much, much better at that since Jimmy Butler's arrival, but tonight, with the fatigue setting in, we still don't have confirmation on Steph, Jimmy, or GP2 tonight. I don't know if this is the perfect snapshot, but I do think they want to continue to validate what they're doing by at least holding up and having a very competitive game tonight.
Should be, and you know, depending on who actually is good to go and good to play, I do think that you get this late in the year, and it's adrenaline. Yeah, everyone's tired. Draymond said it a couple weeks ago. We're all exhausted. You got 6 games left to go. If the Warriors can win 4 of the 6, including a win over L.A., you're going to avoid the play-in.
No doubt about it. All right, man, here we go. And we're going to hand it over to Mark Grandy, who's not only going to handle Warriors live, I'm very confident is going to have some breaking news somewhere along the road as to whether or not Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are playing in this basketball game. So I would keep it locked right here. If you're on your way to the Warrior game, or if you're on your way home from the Giants game, this is the place to keep it, because the great day in the Bay keeps on rolling. Warriors and Nuggets are coming up in exactly an hour. So Grandy is next with Warriors Live. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors Live is presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. And that's exactly what we're about to do. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I'm busy.
Okay. How about the day after that?
I think Sunday I'll listen to you nationally. Okay. You do such a nice job.
I appreciate that. What about Monday?
I cannot wait till Monday, Mark.
I will probably have face paint on.
Yeah.
Blue. All right.
And gold. Blue and gold.
Let's do this, man. Warriors and Nuggets tonight. Thank you so much for all of your ears and eyes and comments throughout the week, and especially today. We very, very much appreciate it. Tim Jordan, thank you for excessive work today.
Tremendous.
And, yes, and good luck to your wardrobe. All right. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.